You're listening to Talk Jive Radio. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Thomas III.
We're them damn Indians. As Indians, we feel it is our duty to help our white and clear brothers and sisters understand certain things. Especially if you like, you want to be friends with us, you want to hang out with us, you want to be respectful, so you say, and all this kind of stuff. Well, there's certain times that you just have to shut your big fat yappers because it doesn't concern you. And we are going to talk now about Drew Brees.
Yeah. Sometimes it's best to just shut the hell up. You know,
it doesn't concern you, Drew Brees.
Even if you have views, this is one where you probably, your view's probably not needed. You know, if you really feel like that, it's probably going to be best for your brand and for all of that for you to just shut the fuck up. That's it. That's what you need to do right now. If it's not something positive about, you know, trying to improve these relations between cops and the brown community, then you're probably going to end up, dare I say, losing your job.
He got told by one of his teammates that you, if that's how you feel, you are part of the problem.
Yeah.
And now, as usual, as it always happens.
I mean, we called it, as soon as it happened, the first thing I posted with it was, he'll be apologizing by tonight. I thought it was going to be last night, because I thought it was going to be that quick, because when something that stupid comes out, you're automatically thinking, wow, how's he gonna apologize for this? How's he gonna walk this back? And he tried. He did it, you know, they wrote him a really, you know, well written piece of work, you know, statement or whatever.
You should have asked your PR people before you shot your mouth off.
Yeah. He should have had, where are the PR people? Are they quarantined? Because
it must be.
Because there are a lot of people saying dumb shit right now, and I don't know how the PR people, these PR people should lose their jobs for allowing this shit. You know what I mean? Like, because we're listening to some stupid shit, man. Like, I mean, how are you going to get a job again after being, like, say, the PR guy for the president right now? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, who's going to look at that in your portfolio and say, oh, great work, I'm going to hire you, I'm going to give you the top amount, you know? Like,
I would think those people wouldn't even really give a shitey shite about the quality of work, just that they worked for Trump. I think the people who would employ that, I think there would be some who would be discerning, though. There would be some who would be discerning and go, no.
Well,
you,
I mean,
failed.
The whole point of PR is, you know, to get positive... And, to not say dumb stuff, you know.
And to control the damage.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah,
they're not
doing
a very good job of it at all. Like, I don't see that.
Here's what I fail to understand.
Even Trump supporters have to say they're not doing a very good job of keeping him reeled in. You know, I mean, something.
Here's something else, too. Drew Brees, why did you feel like you could do that in the first place? What the hell made you think that you could sit there and say that, considering you have had a front row seat, sir, to all of this stuff with Colin Kaepernick and this and the conversation that's centered around the NFL, of which you are a part of? And you have to know, you have to hear your teammates talking about this in the locker room. You have to hear them talking about it in the community. Why would you do that, Drew Brees? Why? Why?
Well, you know, I used to kind of like Drew Brees. I like the underdog, the little guy, you know, that kind of thing. Until I found out that apparently he's got kind of a history. I mean, what was the group that he supports,
Focus on the Family. Dr. James Dobson's Focus on the Family. And if you don't know what Focus on the Family is, and if you're listening to this show, you may not. Focus on the Family is a very conservative. They used to James Dobson is a preacher. And Focus on the Family is a very conservative Baptist thing
that opposes like premarital sex, yes, pornography, drugs, gambling, divorce, gays, abortion, LGBTQ.
Only, you know, mother, father, straight kid families is what they think should only be allowed to walk the earth.
Yeah.
Very conservative, very Bible-based.
Those assholes.
Those. Yes.
And so that's who he associates himself with. That's who he donates to. That's who he supports, you know. So there's a picture of him with you know, hanging out with Donald Trump at the Super Bowl that he wasn't in, that he wasn't a part of. You know,
because you got that time off to pose with the president because you ain't playing in the game.
Taking selfies and all that. And I mean, it is who he is. And we knew the apology was coming. And it's just one of those, I'm sorry that everybody thinks I'm racist and that's your point of view type of thing. Like, I hope you keep on paying me.
Well,
that's basically what the, I mean, it was a lot of words to say that. Like, I'm sorry you all know that I'm a racist now. Please keep paying me until I retire. Because he's, I mean, there's a good chance we see him retire now. Like, I mean, this could be it. Like,
you just thought you were coming back for another season. It might just be the best thing because, especially these, I mean, Drew Brees is my age.
You're talking about turmoil in the locker room? You want to put that out there as your quarterback? Didn't they just get Jameis Winston as a backup?
Oh, for the love of crab legs.
Hey, he just got LASIK. He got
just
his eyes.
Now?
He got his, yeah. Like, literally, this dude, his eyesight. So all those memes of him squinting was him actually trying to see.
Shut your filthy mouth.
No, he got LASIK and he has 20/20 now. There's a reason this dude, like, threw 30 interceptions in the season. He went 30-30, 30 touchdowns and 30 interceptions in the season last year. Like, he might be an actual NFL quarterback because he got his eyes, he got LASIK in the offseason.
I have so many questions. Okay, dude, how do you know that you can't see? Like, how do you know that you can't see? Like, and wouldn't somebody around him, I mean, with all of the people around him, wouldn't they know that he couldn't see?
Well,
I mean, Jesus Christ, even the guy on Major League
figured out that
Wild Thing couldn't see.
Well, think about it. There's always been this idea that Jameis Winston wasn't very smart.
Yeah, and maybe this
you
is
know
why
what
he
I'm
couldn't
saying?
See.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There are kids that hide their eyesight because they don't want to wear glasses. They think it makes them look dumb. If you're a really good athlete and you don't want to try in school or you don't have to try in school, you'll get pushed along. And they'll just attribute it to just being a dumb athlete, but that is actually good enough to maybe do something with their life. So let's push them along. Let's not hinder them from being able to make millions of dollars. You know what I mean? And so they just kind of push them along. I mean, you know what the atmosphere was like in college football at the time whenever he was there at Florida State. You know, I mean, he was stealing crab legs and jumping on tables and grabbing by the pussy and all that. You know what I mean? Like, before the president, he was grabbing by the pussy. You know,
that is not, I mean, but that has nothing to do with not being able to see. That's just being dumb.
Yeah.
Those are dumb decisions.
But I'm saying that, like, it all works into the narrative. Oh, he's just dumb.
Yeah,
so
true.
Let's just push it along. That he's just dumb. That's why he doesn't do his work. He's just dumb. This fool couldn't see the damn blackboard. He couldn't read what the hell the slides was that the teacher had up in front of the class. That's what was wrong with him.
That's why he had to go ahead and make up his own plays.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
Couldn't even see the play that good. You couldn't see the signals coming in from the sidelines or something. I mean, I don't.
I'm saying this, and I'm not being facetious about it at all. This is an actual question. Is he literate?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Isn't that a relevant question?
Yeah,
that's a relevant question.
Yeah, that's
is
a
he
relevant
literate?
Question. I mean, there's been talk of Floyd Mayweather Jr. being illiterate. You know, there's what was the dude? He played in the NFL. He was from OSU. That dude could not read at all. Like, at all. And he was a big time player, like, I guess it was in the
I know.
Late '80s, early '90s.
I think I know who you're talking about.
He was a big time player, but he could not read. I think he played for the Chiefs, maybe. I can't remember who it was. Anyways, it was well documented that he went. They pushed him through school because they knew that he was a good football player. They didn't want to hold him back. They didn't want to say, oh, you can't keep on going up in class because he was such a good football player. They knew that he could go make a living doing that, you know. And I just feel like that's what happens a lot with these athletes. And instead of people trying to find the root of the problem, they would rather just push them along and just let them get along and allow it to keep on getting worse, you know, whenever you could. It might have been as simple as a goddamn eye exam to fix at least part of the problem. You know what I mean? How much of the acting out and stuff like that is part of being labeled dumb or labeled, you know, LD or whatever the labels are that they put on you? I mean, it causes you to, you know, rebel and, oh, you think I'm a dumbass? I'm gonna show you a dumbass type of thing. I mean, I'm just spitballing here, but you know.
So
who knows?
I gave a quick Google to illiterate NFL players. Oh Lord. What have I done? And you know that this is a rabbit hole that I'm going to have to go down.
Yeah.
Because, okay, so the first thing that pops up is the story from 2017 about the former Auburn player, James Brooks. And it says, former NFL player James Brooks was found to be illiterate when he was unable to read court documents after admitting to not paying over $100,000 in child support. When the judge asked how he graduated from Auburn without being able to read, he said, didn't have to go to class.
Yeah. You think that's uncommon? I mean, we're talking about a million, multi-million, probably billion-dollar industry in college football. They're not worried about them kids' education. They don't give a shit about that. They want you to go out there and make them touchdowns. Get the boosters happy.
Dexter Manley, I remember.
Dexter
that guy,
Manley.
Yeah.
There you go.
So yeah, if you want to give that a quick Google, you can. And there is so much.
Yeah, this is not an uncommon. This is not a very uncommon thing in athletics and professional athletics, especially in athletics where you don't have to go to college. I mean, them guys that jump straight to the NBA, go straight to the Major League Baseball, go straight to, you know, soccer. There's not a huge emphasis on being, you know, book smart. If you know the plays and you can understand the defense and you can understand, you know, where you're supposed to be at and instinctively be there.
Yeah. Okay. So I gave a quick Google to illiterate professional athletes. This is how one starts down that proverbial rabbit hole, folks.
And so what are the most notable on there?
Actually, it doesn't, Dexter Manley still comes up and a few places, but one of the stories that comes up is from the Federalist, and it says how the NCAA cheats athletes out of a future, and then it goes on to deem college level illiterates. So you know I got to read that. So yeah, I'm already venturing off there, but it is fascinating to me that, and again, as somebody who worked for optometrists for many years and seeing these kids who working directly with these kids who had eyesight problems and how just getting them a pair of glasses like completely changed their personality sometimes.
Yeah.
And again,
did those kids pay for those glasses?
Oh, through their parents' insurance, or maybe through it would have been called
like your state health care or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Medicaid, something like that. Mm. Sooner Care. So that's how. But these were kids who had concerned parents. Not that his parents were concerned, but you have to know when. I mean, wouldn't you know if one of your kids had a problem seeing? Wouldn't you know that? Wouldn't you be able to tell that? Especially having to wear glasses yourself?
It seems like it. I mean, I don't know much about Jameis Winston in his home life. You know what I mean? And I know that he got kicked out of the first school that he went to. And you know what I mean? Like, there's a pattern there. I'm not really sure about, you know. I mean, to think that it's surprising for an NFL player to come from a family that probably was broken or, you know, didn't have the best care or whatever, that's not an uncommon story.
No.
That's where a lot of these people come from. That's where most of the NFL and NBA and all, they're not coming from those rich elite neighborhoods where they have the full court basketball court, you know, poured and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, there's a few that come out of there, but the majority of those players are coming from the streets. They're coming from the ghetto. They're coming from the hood. They're coming from places of poverty, the barrio. And whenever, you know, whenever they get out, they're, you know, they're giving all this money all of a sudden, like, hey, here's millions of dollars. Go have fun.
Read this, sign here.
Yeah, sign this contract.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
I can't read.
All you got to do is sign this contract. I'm going to give you this money.
Put your ex right here.
Who's going to take care of this?
Oh, who's your agent?
Let me bring my uncle in or, you know.
My mother or whoever. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
To do in my best interest.
This is a whole nother can of worms that we cannot open on this segment. But how we will end is this. With Drew Brees, like we started, like, we love our white and clear brothers and sisters, but some of you just need to know when to shut your yapper. And if you have questions about that, why don't you follow this thing of what's happening to Drew Brees right now?
Yeah, and it's happening all over. You're seeing people. We just saw a teacher from Chattanooga Public Schools.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
These are the same people. They keep on shooting themselves in the foot.
Going to talk about that later in the show.
Freedom of speech does not come with freedom of consequences.
Oh, it doesn't. And, yeah, we're going to talk about that. Yeah, we got a whole segment planned around that. So stay tuned. And thank you so much for tuning in. We're Indigenous. We're independent. We are them damn Indians at Talk Jive Radio.